WLAK 1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Marina Roy. A bombing at a hospital in Gaza City. Health ministry officials say at least 500 were killed. Israel now mounting a ground offensive in Gaza to destroy Hamas holdouts and search for nearly 200 hostages.
The International Red Cross saying they've met face-to-face with Hamas leaders, pushing for the immediate release of the hostages and for access to them to check on their condition. According to the Israeli Hostages and Missing Families Forum, many of those kidnapped are in need of medical treatment. The report alleging a nine-month-old baby has no access to formula. Three children with autism require special assistance, and an 85-year-old woman requiring medication.
ABC's Ian Pannell. President Biden heading to the region for talks with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu. Palestinian leader Abbas has pulled out of his meeting. The House still without a speaker after Republican Jim Jordan failed to get enough votes to secure the speakership. This is ABC News. Not only is Texas barricading itself off from Mexico, but it's also blocking off some access from New Mexico.
Texas National Guard members have been installing razor wire in a new place.
I saw for myself yesterday the concertina wire at the border of Texas and New Mexico, and I couldn't believe it.
Jerry Pacheco heads the Border Industrial Association. In a posting on X, Governor Greg Abbott said the barriers preventing illegal crossings from Mexico into Texas have been so effective that people are slipping into the U.S. through New Mexico and then coming east into Texas. Jerry Pacheco is not a fan of the new barrier.
It looks like we're in some occupied zone.
Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
The Pogo Stick, the Fisher-Price Corn Popper, My Little Pony, Pez Dispensers, and Transformers are regular finalists for the National Toy Hall of Fame, but never make it in. But this year, that'll change. Fans will pick one of the Forgotten Five to celebrate the National Toy Hall of Fame's 25th anniversary. You have until next week to cast your vote. Rena Roy, ABC News.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Attention high school sports fans. Are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Wisconsin needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.